It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, yeah, on Today FM, with all the hottest music topics from 7 till 9 a.m. While you're waking up with your coffee, you're waking up with your coffee. It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, yeah, on Today FM. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
How's it going there? It's the Best of Breakfast podcast, where we bring you all our highlights from the past week on the show with the likes of Ireland's Got Talent heroes, the Wee Daniels, having a chat with us. Well, two of them were there, two of the five. And good luck to the lads. We got ourselves a winner in our These Three Words quiz. Oh, yeah. If you haven't heard that, all will be revealed. Not bad for guessing one voice. Gift Grub introduced us to Dermot Bannon's incredible Kips. And picture this, we're in session to play acoustic versions of two of their latest songs and tell us all about the new album, Modern Love, without the vowels, of course. And we had a good laugh about an awkward moment we had, myself and Picture This, way back too as well. Good to get the elephant out of the room, I say. And let's kick things off with some young lads from Cavan who stole the show on Ireland's Got Talent.
Who have we got here?
The Wee Daniels.
The Wee Daniels. Oh, where are you from?
Cavan.
Cavan. Oh, why are you all dressed the same?
Because we're going to be tributing to one of Ireland's greatest entertainers.
Who?
Daniel O'Donnell.
Really?
Ah, sounds great. They've got the outfits, they have the signature moves, they even have mastered the Daniel Wink. No better men, eh? And two of the lads are on the line now. I've got Ryan Sheridan on there, who's nine. Morning, Ryan. Ryan?
Yeah?
Ah, there you are. Ryan, how are you?
I'm fine. And what is, about you?
Great, great. Thanks be to God. And is Finn there as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hiya, Finn.
What? Finn's there as well, yeah.
Yeah. How are you, Finn? How's it going?
Good.
Good. Okay, so tell us, where did you get the idea?
We got it from Performance Academy 5 years ago.
Right. And where is Performance Academy? Is that in Cavan?
Yeah, it's in Cavan.
Right. And so the idea came up to do a tribute to Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, and we've been listening to Daniel's songs and practicing all the signature moves.
Right. And what's your favourite Daniel O'Donnell song?
I just want to dance with you.
I got to ask Finn, what's your favourite Daniel O'Donnell song?
Pretty Little Girl from Oma.
All right, and what about you, Ryan?
I just want to dance with you.
Okay, now, are there any Daniel fans in your family?
My granny.
Your granny. Okay, so listen, what has the reaction been since, like, you know, since Saturday night? Since you've all gone through now, haven't you? It's amazing. Maybe, Ryan, what's the reaction been like?
We've been all over the papers and there's whole websites about us and everything.
Right. And do you think you can go further? Because, I mean, what's the next step now? Do you go into kind of live finals or something, is it?
Yeah, we're hoping to get into the live shows and then maybe go on tour with Daniel.
Oh, right. And has Daniel reacted in any way? Have you heard anything from him yet?
Yeah, he's shown us a video.
Really? Very good. Okay, and Finn, what do you want to do when you finish school? I mean, are you into the whole performing thing? Is that your dream now?
Yeah.
Right. Very good. So what's the next plan now? Are you going to keep what's the name of the place again? The Performance Academy, is it?
Performance Academy, Cavan.
Cavan. And who's in charge of that now?
Vicky Kenny.
Okay, very good. And what's the next plan? Are you going to just keep rehearsing and rehearsing now, Finn?
Yeah.
Right. And Ryan, many days a week? Like, do you have to go to school and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we just go at the weekends.
You just go to school at the weekends?
No, we go to school during the week. And we go to the thing at the weekends.
Oh, God, it's brilliant. And what about the other lad? Did I pronounce David's second name right? Rubotham, is it?
Yeah.
You think so? And is it a bit like, you know, the way, say, One Direction, the way they were kind of all put together, they didn't really know each other, but they were all put together. Is that what happened to you? Did they kind of pick you out and say, okay, you'll go with you, you'll all go together, or did you know each other? Are you friends already?
Well, we kind of were friends already, but we got to know each other more after that.
Right, very good. And so you want to go on tour with Daniel now as well? That's going to be something
else. That'd be great.
That'd be brilliant. Today FM. Our These Three Words quiz, where we play three different celebrities saying a different word each, had been running since the beginning of the century, I think. Well, the year anyway. But nobody could tell us who the remaining lady was. That was until Richie came on the line from Limerick. Finally today, Richie Quinn. Richie, it's €1,750. Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you, Ian. And yourself?
Great, very good, thank you. Right, what do you think?
Is it Shania Twain?
Shania Twain. Is Shania Twain? Whoa! Shania bloody Twain after all this time. Just stay there for a second there, Richie.
So I dial the phone reluctantly and Lionel answers the phone and he was so gentle and kind and supportive.
There he is. Ah, well done. Very good. €1,750.
So, I've been trying all last week and I couldn't get through.
Really?
Yes.
Very good. Well done. Okay, well, Richie, there's persistence, perseverance. That's what it's all about. Keep on trying. So I'm delighted now.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much.
Good man, Richie. The check is in the post and we now have a new These Three Words on the go. These Three Words 26. This is the 26th one, as it's called. And here it is for you.
Nothingness.
Furnishings.
Everywhere.
The middle voice has been revealed to be that of actor Chris Pratt. But who are the other two? Lines open again tomorrow morning. Today FM. Dermot Bannon is a hot topic right now, isn't he? Well, he's all over the TV with those new Vodafone adverts. What is it? Gigabytes or... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I can't get it in my house. Anyway, he's all over the TV with those. And his new Incredible Home show on Sunday evenings. On later on tonight in the telly, by the way. Some incredible homes there. Well, Gift Grub decided to bring things a little closer to home and take a look at some of the not-so-incredible homes in Ireland right now. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Dermot Bannon and I've visited some of the most incredible homes in the world. But now I'm taking it to a whole new level because now I'm going to be visiting homes which I'm told are truly incredible. I'm back in Dublin and I'm visiting Sheila. Sheila's a secondary school teacher and I'm told her house in Rialto has got to be seen to be believed. I'm so excited.
Oh, hi Dermot.
Hi Sheila.
Come on in.
Wow, I love this hall. It's bijou and it's cosy. I can't wait to see the living room.
This is the living room, Dermot.
Wow, that is so clever, Sheila. The way it doubles up. Okay, let's see the master bedroom.
No, this is the master bedroom as well, and the kitchen.
Oh my God, I am blown away, Sheila. I never imagined this kind of living was possible.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
It's so creative. This is a smart house. I always loved this. The wonderful use of space, ergonomic, everything is literally within reach.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Oh, I absolutely love where you have the fridge.
Beside the bed.
I'm always thirsty in the middle of the night myself. I don't know if I ever told you that, but I always dreamt of just reaching across and there it is, bang, a half-eaten chicken tikka. But anyway, wow, I love the little window on the fridge.
That's the microwave, Dermot.
Incredible. I see what you've done. That's so clever, Sheila. You've engineered a situation where basically every day in your home is breakfast in bed.
Well, I've no choice.
Where's your bathroom?
Well, it's actually a shared bathroom.
Great.
With the 14 tenants upstairs.
Even better.
But they're really sound.
I love it. I love it. I love the emphasis on community and interaction and talking. It's so modern. You're so on point. Incredible house. I wouldn't be rude enough to ask you how much you paid.
It's €2,500 a month.
Oh my God, that's a steal, Sheila.
Yep, someone's getting robbed, all right.
Sheila's home really blew me away. But I'm told that even more jaw-dropping properties are out there. So I'm in Cork to meet Alan, an engineer from Blackrock.
Hi, Alan. Come on in, Dermot. Come on.
Alan's home is described as a real piece of work. Well-appointed studio, suitable for professionals, which seems to be all the rage these days. I'm so excited. Wow, Alan, this is stunning.
I was pretty stunned when I walked in, all right, Dermot. No curtains, no blinds. No.
I know, the way the light is streaming in, it really opens up the whole space.
Old mattress thrown on the floor, like.
Very clever, Alan. The Japanese method of sleeping. So many health benefits associated with it. And I love this effect on this wall.
You mean the damp?
Oh, bringing the outside in. Brilliant idea, Alan. We're so starved of nature, especially in urban residences these days. It's a real, real theme that continues on through your house. I love this water feature, for example.
You mean the leak that's coming from the ceiling from the fella upstairs?
So peaceful. Listen to that.
Huh?
Wow. I have to say, I really liked Alan, and I loved his wry smile when he described his home as a real beaut. But there was an even more incredible home out there to be found. It was described as an executive penthouse, a commuter's dream in Galway, going for a snip at just £3,000 a month. Jerry, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Well, this is my reality, Dermot. Look at that carpet, straight out of the 1970s.
Retro styling is so in.
No wardrobe, no shelves, no cupboards.
You've been so clever, I love it.
Sorry, Dermot, there's nothing here.
The Marie Kondo approach. Jerry, I mean, decluttering, it's a brilliant idea. Only keep something in your life if it sparks joy.
Joy.
And I love the art installation.
It's a hole in the bloody wall. Hi, Nuala.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Nuala.
Oh, Dermot.
And the atmospheric lighting. It's a genius touch, Jerry.
That's because the fuse is gone, Dermot.
And I absolutely love where you've put the cooker.
Beside the toilet. Are you off your bin?
It's the whole biological theme that I love. You eat and then you...
There's no privacy.
Exactly. It's going to the toilet as a performance art, Jerry. Where's the bedroom?
Bedroom? It's a bed in the wall. A wall bed.
Wow.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at that.
How are you, Jerry?
Tig.
Oh, fantastic. This must be your partner.
No, Dermot. This is the landlord.
Oh, yeah.
Who I share a bed with.
Modern.
Because he works nights.
Oh my God. Imagine just living here.
£2,000 a month, bills not included, but you'll have to share a bed with me and Jerry.
Stunning!
Just released a new album called Modern Love Without the Vowels. Ryan, Jimmy, Owen and Cliff are next door. Morning, lads. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
How are you doing? You're working hard. I've seen you all over the place, so you must be wrecked, are you?
Oh, we're buzzing. We're buzzing to have the album out, so we love working hard. And,
very good.
And
so it's adrenaline is pushing you through.
Yeah, it's helping.
And how's the voice this morning, Ryan? Good? Yeah?
It should be good.
Should be good.
I've warmed up.
Well, let's test it out. You're going to do one drink first, yeah?
We're going to do one drink, yeah.
Picture this. Live in our studios here in Today FM, here comes one drink from the brand new album, Modern Love.
And I was so invested, and I need you to tell me that you're not too far gone. And I should've learned my lesson when you heard that I was texting, hurting all my exes. But now you're too far gone, and I'll be here, arms open, but you made it clear that you're not coming. So I need more than one drink to get over you. And I know it's not the right way to cope, but I don't know how to handle my emotions. One drink to get over you. And I know that I regret it in the morning. It's the bottle, not my heart, that I've been pouring. Yeah, pouring, no. Pouring, no. One drink. And I need someone else to help me to forget you. Use a body as a refuge before I'm too far gone. Can't stop looking at the pictures that we took when I was with you. Yeah, we had something special, but now you're too far gone. And I'll be here, arms open, but you made it clear that you're not coming. So I need more than one drink to get over you. And I know it's not the right way to cope, but I don't know how to handle my emotions. One drink to get over you. And I know that I regret it in the morning. It's the bottle, not my heart, that I've been pouring. Yeah, pouring more. One drink, oh no. One drink, two hearts, three words, I'm in love. One drink, two hearts, three words, I'm in love. I'll be here, arms open, but you made it clear that you're not coming. So I need more than one drink to get over you. And
and I know it's not the right way to cope, but I don't know how to handle my emotions. One drink to get over you, and I know that I'll regret it in the morning. It's the bottle, not my heart, that I've been pouring. Yeah, pouring, oh, pouring, oh. One drink, pouring, oh. One drink, two hearts, three words, I'm in love. One drink, two hearts, it's the bottle, not my heart, that I've been pouring. Yeah.
Magical. Thank you very much. Ah, that was great. Okay, I'm going to ask you two things. First of all, and we're going to a break, and you're going to do another song for us later on as well. The title track?
Yeah, we're going to do Modern Love. Okay.
So whose idea was it to leave out all the vowels?
It was mine. I texted Jimmy one day and said, wouldn't this be cool?
He actually just texted me the MDRNLV. Yeah. I was like, you all right? Or, what's going on?
Is there something wrong with your phone? Yeah, it looks great. It's brilliant. And it's completely understandable as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the other thing was, last night you were in Northern Ireland somewhere.
Yeah.
And whose idea was it to send out a thing to say, anybody who wants to come down and get photographs and all that?
Yeah, so we did a pop-up.
That was your idea as well,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah. That's the answer. We did a pop-up store in Dublin.
So you got about 1,000 kids coming down.
Yeah, looking. A lot more than we were expecting. We were expecting to be there for an hour, but it was longer than that.
That's life. Anyway, sure, it's all worth it. It's all part of the dream. So they're going to do Modern Love. Now, Amy Murray was in touch there, lads, and they said, Amy says, oh my God, if Modern Love or Hurt Nobody is played, I'll cry. So now, you're going
to
make a young girl cry. Come
cry,
on.
Cry, Amy.
Ian, that song is amazing, and the cherry on the top, it's Irish. What in the name of God has happened to Irish music? It's skyrocketed in the last few years, says Keane. And it's true. What has happened, is it?
I don't know what has happened. I think pop culture is informing Irish music a lot more now, so it's kind of, it's working.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, there's lots of great bands, including yourselves, of course, it's brilliant. But you seem to have gone that one step further. And I mean, have you got indicators for the charts? Because the album's just out. I mean, like, say in the UK or whatever, is it looking good?
Yeah, it's going to be our first time in the top 40 of UK charts.
Oh, brilliant.
Our first album there. Yeah.
So you've seen midweek charts or whatever at that stage.
Yeah, we have.
That's fantastic. That's great. Congratulations on that. It also says here that Ryan got a Modern Love tattooed on his bottom, next page, lip.
I was wondering where that was going for a minute.
On your bottom lip?
Yeah, it's on my bottom lip. Yeah.
Must have been very sore,
I'll show
it?
You after, Ian. It was very sore. It's the sorest thing I've ever experienced, actually.
Really? Was it? Yeah. How long did it take?
It took like 5 minutes. Owen had to hold me down on the bed. it was sore.
Yeah. And so it's on the bottom, and when you look into your mouth, can you see the M, or is it the other? Is it upside down?
It's like, yeah, you can see Modern Love written right across the bottom. Yeah.
Okay, I'll peek at that later on. Thanks, Brian. Okay, right. Well, let's do this. Modern Love, Amy. Sorry about this. You're going to start crying. We know you are. But and actually, all these songs are about love, breakups, and parties.
Yeah.
And the women. Not woman, but the women that you've written about, they will 100% know who they are.
This is true.
Okay, right. So,
we
know you're
me.
Out there. We know who you are. This is it. Modern Love. Picture this.
Tell me you're sorry so we can move on. Kissing my friends is always wrong. But I'm not too worried, 'cause we're still so young now. Ooh, yeah. And just like this night, we won't last long. So let's leave this party. I'll find my way home into your body. Leave the light on now. Ooh, yeah. Late night red wine and you, 'cause we are modern lovers, hanging on each other. Late night long drive, you can't kill our vibe. But we are modern lovers, and we can't get enough of. Late night glazed eyes, we all lose our minds. Act so cold-hearted when I know you're not. Look what you've started, can't be a part until the morning. Leave the light on now. Ooh, yeah. Late night red wine and you. 'Cause we are modern lovers, hanging on each other. Late night long drive, you can't kill our vibe. We are modern lovers, and we can't get enough. Late night glazed eyes, we all lose our minds. Ooh, 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 yeah. Broken bottle love, they can't handle us, and we can't get enough. This is modern love, 'cause we are modern lovers, hanging on each other. Late night long drive, you can't kill our vibe. We are modern lovers, and we can't get enough. Late night glazed eyes, we all lose our minds. We are modern lovers, hanging on each other. Late night long drive, you can't kill our vibe. We are modern lovers, and we can't get enough. Late night glazed eyes, we all lose our minds. Broken bottle love, they can't handle us. This is modern love. Broken bottle love, they can't handle us. This is modern love.
Little name. That's what I like about this band. You know when it starts and you know when it ends. The songs start out well. Listen, we left out those two songs, but for everybody else out there, this is what the album sounds like. Picture this, Modern Love. Have a listen. Shauna did this in her spare time. All your hard work down to 1 minute, eh?
That sounds great. That was great. Thanks.
That was brilliant. Modern Love is what it's called. Okay, so very quickly, you were at the Grammy Awards last week. When you were leaving, did you say, see you next year?
We should have.
Was that good?
It was great. It was good fun, yeah. We met with Niall Horan over there. So the Irish always congregate. So we met with him over there at the UMG party.
Excellent.
That was good. Yeah, it was good fun. Good experience.
The other thing is, do you ever do covers? On your live show?
No, not on our live show. Well, we do With or Without You sometimes.
Right. Oh, very good.
At the end of another song, we kind of incorporate.
Oh, right. But, yeah, in there. I was just thinking, you know the band Blondie?
Yes.
They had a song called Picture This.
Did they have a song? Lots of people think that's where the name comes from.
It doesn't,
I've actually never heard that song.
Have you not? No. Right. I have it here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Sure. I'll leave you in a sec. The other thing is, I was going into Balfe's.
Right.
A few months ago, right? Just before you announced. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
we talk about this all the time.
Right. I was going into Balfe's to have a meeting. And when I was going in, I saw you guys and your management team. And it was just before you announced the three arena gigs. And you looked at me, you all gave me a dirty look as if to say, what the hell? don't tell me the media know about this already or something. Is that what it was?
Because what happened was our manager said hello and you didn't recognise him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we were like, does he not recognise us anymore? What's going on here? It was only until you were halfway in the door you recognised who we were.
Oh, yeah.
You came back out kind of. Then you went back in and he came back out again. It was so funny.
Oh, very good. Well, that's it from the podcast. Thank you very much. Remember, we're on the air Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Today FM, of course.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.